spend so much time just struggling down to earth, sometimes not in a sense of religion or anything like that, just an awareness or a feeling that I'm aware of something other than just this second that I'm alive.
This house, it was actually a ship, like a boat, and it was in the branches of this tree.
Child showed up. I thought it was a kid. And I don't remember exactly what what happened, but then I realized, like, oh, this isn't a kid, this is just like...
And you looked at it, you looked at it, you looked at that blue swirling
and
vortex.
And he started stabbing my hands with a scissors. Just like...
And you had to cut it. So Abby
and I
like
grabbed the scissors.
Ooh, that's it. Cut it. So Abby
and
was
hit him and kind of cut him so he wasn't bleeding.
It was like a big wooden ship.
Two of my friends were there who I haven't seen in a very long time, and they were arguing. I think I was literally looking for both. I get back to the cave.
I was at a lake.
Wow, this is a dream, but this isn't a dream. This is a dream, but this is you coming. I was really aware of that in my dream, and then at one point she took my hand, and she held my hand in my dream, and it was her hand. And I remember my dream going, wow, this is exactly what your skin feels like. This is real. The hand. And she held my hand in my dream, and it was her hand. And I remember my dream going, wow, this is exactly what your skin feels like. This is real. This is real. This is real.
Thank you.
just mangling everything and staying in choice for it. And you looked at it and it's a big blue.
People whose faces I've never seen before. I feel as though I'm developing a friendship with someone, or having a very interesting conversation, or maybe having some kind of romantic involvement. Again, I feel as though I'm developing a friendship with someone, or having a very interesting conversation, or maybe having some kind of romantic involvement. Again, with a people who I don't recognize, people whose faces I've never seen before. I feel as though I'm developing a friendship with someone, or having a very interesting conversation, or maybe having some kind of romantic involvement. Again, with people who I don't recognize, people whose faces I've never seen before.
I remember in my dream thinking, wow, this is a dream, but this isn't a dream. This is a dream, but this is you coming. I was really aware of that in my dream. And then at one point, she took my hand, and she held my hand in my dream, and it was her hand. And I remember my dream going, wow, this is exactly what you're supposed to feel like. This is real.
Where I was jumping and running and jumping and running and hiding.
I'm screaming and trying and I wake up that way.
You wait, you bang!
their unseen forces.
Itself very unusual. And I'm terrified that I'm not gonna arrive at the time that I'm alive.
So Abby was there on some sort of school field trip, pulling bodies out of the ground. And you have to cut people open. So Abby is like cutting people open. She's cutting their arms. She's cutting their arms. She's cutting their arms.
And I cut two of my fingers open. And I start bleeding everywhere with my fingers open.
I feel as though I'm developing a friendship with someone.
It was a big wooden ship.
Two of my friends were there. What happened? I think I was literally looking for gold. I get back to the caves, which then led out onto the ocean.
I was at a lake. Paul was there. The way that the sun hit it. And that was just normal, like everybody was standing around looking at it. And you looked at it, it was like big, blue, swirling vortex. It had to be 10 or 12 stories tall, and it had a giant atrium.